Welcome to Mount Olive First Pentecostal Holiness Church. Thank you for connecting with us. In just a moment, Pastor Jeff will be sharing an uplifting and encouraging message that we pray will inspire you in your walk with God. Our desire at MOF PHC is for you and your family to find hope in Jesus Christ so that He will transform your life. Thanks again for connecting with us. Please contact us if we can help you discover God's purpose for your life. Enjoy the message.
I want to just go right ahead and get into the Word and pick up where I was just at a few weeks ago. And I want to just continue with that series that I believe that God put upon my heart that I'm calling Something Only God Can Do. Something Only God Can Do. And I shared with you just a couple of Sundays ago about how the Holy Spirit had put upon my heart, I believe, this phrase, something only God can do. Something only God can do. And that came to me when I was studying the book of Exodus and how God's people were rescued out of Egypt. The first message I preached to you was about how we need to know who God is. I reminded you that when God began, before He ever delivered God's people out of Egypt, we saw just a couple of Sundays ago that God was interested in revealing who He was before He rescued them and brought relief to them. And I think it's a very vital lesson for us today as God's people that we need to know who God is before we can know what God can do. You need to know who God is before we can know what God can do. And the Bible tells us who God is. We learned just a few weeks ago as we recapped that God is omnipresent. That means God is, He's everywhere always. I love that phrase. There's no place and no space where God's not at. He's everywhere always. He's omnipresent. Aren't you thankful that God is everywhere always? And not only is He omnipresent, but He's omniscient. That means He's all-knowing. He knows everything. Hallelujah. And He's omnipotent. That means He's all-powerful. He's everywhere always. He's all-knowing, and He's all-powerful. And now that we know who God is, today we're going to see something that only God can do that hopefully will build our faith to trust and obey the Lord in every season of our life. Every season of our life. Everybody here is in a different season in your life. And I pray that today that you will see something only God can do that will build your faith for where you are right now in your life. So I want you to do me a favor, and I want you to open up your Bibles to the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 14. Get your Bible. And open it up to Exodus 14. Maybe it's on your phone or maybe it's on a tablet, but get out your Bible and follow along with me here in just a minute. I'm going to read some verses to you, and I'm reading out of the NIV, but let me just mention to you a few things as a backdrop of where we are before I read these passages to you. In Exodus chapter 14, God's people, the Israelites, they were slaves in Egypt for over 400 years. And then God does something only God can do. He calls a nobody to be a somebody, which is Moses. And He calls Moses to lead the people out of Egypt. But when you study Exodus, the book of Exodus, you'll see there was a problem that happened. And Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, he refuses to allow God's people to leave because they're making money for him. And so he's not about to let them leave and disrupt the economy of that area. So he refuses to let them go. And then God, He brings 10 plagues on them. 10 plagues. And on the last plague, the death of the firstborn, Pharaoh, he breaks and he allows God's people to leave Egypt. And the people of God, and many scholars believe at this time, that consisted of over 600,000 people, God's people, around 600,000 in population, they began to exodus and leave out of Egypt and head into the wilderness. And once again, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, he has a change of heart, and he's like, what are we doing? The people that make us money, the people that keep our economy going, we've let them go. And Pharaoh has a change of heart, and he and his army begin to pursue after the Israelites, and he catches up with them at the Red Sea. And in his mind, Pharaoh has God's people pinned down and nowhere to go. Pinned down and nowhere to go. I just wonder this morning if there's anybody here today that's ever felt pinned down in life. Maybe you felt pinned down in life and you have felt like there was nowhere to go. Maybe there's been times in your life that you feel like your back is up against the wall. Anybody? Amen. And this is where God's people were at. And as they came to the Red Sea, it appeared that they had nowhere to go. It appeared to be over. And they start freaking out in fear. They became fearful. And they start complaining to the Lord and to Moses. And we probably read that and think, man, why in the world would you complain? Why in the world would you be fearful? You have God on your side. But before we cast judgment on them, I wonder how often do we allow fear to arise in our own life instead of having faith when we face the obstacles and the roadblocks and the enemies that come in our life. I wonder how often we go straight to feeling fear and being fearful instead of having faith in God. But I want you to notice this before I read these passages. As they face the Red Sea, they have an obstacle and a roadblock in front of them. They have the enemy behind them. And as they face the Red Sea, God told Moses to get ready. He says, I'm going to do something only I can do. I'm going to make a way where there seems to be no way. Amen. Man, praise God. So let me read to you just a few verses here. Follow along. I'm going to pick up in verse 13. Exodus 13, I'm going to read all the way to verse 31. I know what you're thinking. Follow along. Just remember what I just shared with you and where God's people are at right now. They're faced with the Red Sea, no way forward, and the enemy is pursuing them. And Moses answered the people and said, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." Some translation says, just be calm. And then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on." And I'm thinking, move on to where? "Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground. I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them. And I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen." Then the angel of God, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to one side and light to the other side, so that neither went near the other all night long. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through. Say, went through. The Israelites went through. He made a passage for them. They went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and a wall of water on their left. I wish I could have seen them walking through that wall of water. I'll bet some of us that were walking through, we'd have been doing some mall walking, real fast. Walking through that wall. And it says the Egyptians pursued them, and all of Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen followed them into the sea. And during the last watch of the night, the Lord looked down from the pillar of fire and a cloud and the Egyptian army and threw them into confusion. He made the wheels of their chariots come off. Some translation says he jammed them up. How many of you are thankful that the Lord can jam the plans of the enemy? Praise the Lord for that. He made the wheels of their chariots come off so that he had difficulty driving. And the Egyptians said, let's get away from these Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt. And then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea so that the waters may flow back over the Egyptians and their chariots and horsemen. So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at daybreak the sea went back to its place. The Egyptians were fleeing toward it, and the Lord swept them into the sea. The water flowed back and covered the chariots and horsemen, the entire army of Pharaoh that had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not one of them survived, but the Israelites went through. Say, went through. The Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left. That day the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the shore. And when the Israelites saw the great power the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses his servant. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. For Lord, the Lord's faithfulness. I want to just take a few minutes right now and speak to you about something only God can do. The Red Sea crossing is something that should encourage us. This time of history in the people of Israel, this was something only God could do. And this story should encourage us to trust God, to make a way when there seems to be no way. When we read this and when we study this and see what God did for them, we should know that there's something only God can do, and God can make a way for us when there seems to be no way. And God will make a way for you. I want you to write these down or whatever you need to do to capture this and meditate on it later. God will make a way because God sees you. God sees you. If you were to back all the way up at the very beginning of the book of Exodus, you would hear the Lord saying this right here to the people of God. He says, the Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. The Lord says, I have seen the misery of my people. No matter, listen, church, no matter what Red Sea situations that you're facing right now, you need to be encouraged this morning that God sees you. God sees you. He sees your misery. Some of you have been in misery for weeks and months and years because of the Red Sea situations in your life. And God sees you. He sees the misery in your life where the enemy has been attacking you. Demonic attacks in your life. The enemy has been attacking you and attacking your family. He's been attacking your mind, your body. And because of that, it's brought misery in your life. You have misery because of what your children are walking through, what your grandchildren are walking through, what your family, what your marriage is going through. You have misery today, and God wants you to know that he sees your misery and he's concerned about it. He's concerned about it. And you might be in a Red Sea situation this morning, and the obstacle that is in front of you, the roadblock that is in front of you, it keeps whispering to you that it's all over for you. You may be in a Red Sea situation this morning, and the enemy, you know we have an enemy of our soul, the devil. The devil, he will lie to you. He's the father of lies. He will get in your ear, and he'll try to get into your mind, and he will whisper to you because of where you are and because of what you're looking at right now. You might as well write it off. You are done. You are finished. That it is over for you. But I have got some good news for you this morning, that with God, all things are possible. There is nothing impossible for God. Hallelujah. Nothing's too hard for God. Nothing can stop God. I don't care what the obstacle is. I don't care what the roadblock is. I don't care what the enemy is whispering to you. Nothing can stop our God. He is working, and he's always working. Hallelujah. And God, he is with you. He sees you. He sees you. He sees the misery that you're in. He sees you. He is concerned about you. He is with you. He is for you. And if he is for you, then who can be against you? God sees you. I don't know about you, but just thinking and meditating on that where I am in my life, and even where you are in your life, no matter the flaws and the mess ups and the mishaps that make us up who we are, God has his eye on us. He has his eye on you. And he sees the tears. He knows the pain. He's seen the misery that you're in. And you need to be encouraged this morning knowing that he's concerned about your life. And he's so concerned, listen to me, he's so concerned that he wants to get in your life and he wants to do something only he can do. Amen. He sees you. You need to remind yourself of that. Won't you look to your neighbor right now and just remind him, God sees you. God sees you. He sees you. And not only does God see you, but God is leading you. He is leading you. In Exodus 13, verse 18, don't miss this. It'll make you slow down a little bit and ask some questions. So God led the people around by the desert road toward the Red Sea. God led the people. God led the people to the Red Sea. It was God's way that led them to the Red Sea. You mean to tell me God led me to a place that's going to be a roadblock in my life? It's going to be an obstacle in my life? You mean that God led me to a place where it looks like it's over and the enemy is behind me, pursuing me? God led me there? God's way doesn't always make sense. I figured I'd get a little bit louder amen on that one. God's way doesn't seem to always make sense, but what I can say to you this morning is, praise God that he sees the big picture. Amen. He sees the big picture. Remember what I said? We need to know who God is, and God is all-knowing. He sees the big picture. Thank God we don't see the big picture, because we'd probably crawl under a rock and hide if we saw what we had to walk through to get where God wants us to be, so he can make who we need to be more like him, the things he'll do in our life to transform us. We may not like going through the fire, going through the storm, going through the sea, walking through the enemy's attacks, but God will use those things to transform our lives. And we may not like it, it may not make sense, but praise God that he knows the right way, he knows the best way, he knows the perfect way. Amen. And thank God his ways are not our ways. Isaiah 55 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. And as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts." In other words, listen, you might be walking down this pathway that I've opened up for you, and it may not make sense, but you need to know one thing. I'm in control, and I know what I'm doing. Amen. Hallelujah. And when God's way makes no sense, we need to trust the Lord that he's leading us through a pathway that will bring him glory. Listen, please hear me this morning, because I know where some of you are right now. God is leading you, and you're going through a Red Sea situation right now, and it makes no sense to you. And God's word to you is just trust him that he's leading you to a place where he's going to get the glory. He's going to do something only he can do, and he's going to get all the glory. And God, his way will lead us to places that seem impossible. Has God ever led you to a place sometimes that you just feel like, man, what are you doing? This seems impossible for me to pass through. This seems impossible for me to get through. It may be something physical in your life. It may be something spiritual. It may be something mental or emotional. And you wonder, how in the world am I going to pass through this, Lord? This seems impossible. And when we get into those places where all we can see is the obstacle and all we can hear is the whispers of the enemy, a lot of times, and I'll be the first to admit, we have these questions. God, what are you doing? And where are you at? And why do you have me in this place? And I'll tell you what God is doing. God is doing something only he can do. He's doing something only he can do, and he's making a way in your life that will bring him the most glory. And I can tell you that because you remember what he said in Exodus 14, 17? He said to Moses, he said, you trust me and you obey me, and I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. Listen, I've got you in an impossible situation. You don't know how you're going to get through. The enemy is pursuing you, but you just do what I tell you to do. You trust me, you obey me, and I'm going to do something I can only do, and I'm going to get all the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to make a way in your life so no one else can take credit for it. You, listen, you can't walk around and puff up your chest and think, well, because of my college degree and because of my wisdom and because of all this, and your preacher won't be able to say because he prayed for you, and the church won't be able to take no credit for it. Only the Lord to get the credit. All the Lord to get the glory for it, because he's the one that made a way for you. He's going to be the one to gain the glory. Praise the Lord. You know, I wrote this down last night. God is leading you. And if God is leading you, if he led you to it, he's going to lead you through it. Amen. And that has just been settled in my heart. If God has led you right in the middle of some misery that it makes no sense at all, he's going to lead you through it. He's going to get you through it. If God has led you to an impossible place where you see there's no way forward for you, if he's led you there, he'll lead you through it. Amen. He's faithful. And the last thing I want to tell you, y'all got happy when I said last, didn't you? It's last, but it's long. The last thing I want to tell you is God is making a way for you. In other words, God is way maker and miracle worker. He's way maker and miracle worker. God is making a way for you. In Exodus 14, verse 29, let me just read it again. It says, the Israelites went through. They went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left. That day the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the shore. And when the Israelites saw the great power the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses, his servant. When it says feared there, they stood in awe. In fact, when they went through the Red Sea, and they might have been walking fast through there, but when they got out to the other side, they were praising the Lord. They were praising the Lord. And it just reminds me that God is making a way for you. God is making a way for you. Please hear me this morning. God is making a way. He's doing something only he can do. He opened up the Red Sea. He opened up the Red Sea. A wall of water on the right and a wall of water on the left. And God's people passed through. They went through on dry ground and they came out on the other side. That is something only God can do. And friend, listen to me this morning. Church, the Lord is in business of making a way for you. The Lord is in business of getting you through some things in your life. And not only does Jesus want to make a way for you, but he wants to make a way out on the other side. Amen. God wants to bring you out. He wants to bring you out. Some of you are here this morning, he wants to bring you out of sin. He's been speaking to you about you and you willfully or continue to live in sin, and God is saying, I want to bring you out of sin. I want to save you. I want to sanctify you. I want to set you free from the power of sin, the penalty of sin. God wants to bring you out of sin. God wants to bring you out of your past. God wants to bring you out of shame and guilt and condemnation. God wants to bring you out of doubt. God wants to bring you out of living in fear. Hallelujah. God wants to bring you through, and he wants to bring you out. He wants to do something only he can do. I want you to notice that we see God. He brought them to it, and he brought them through it, and he brought them out of it. God made a way, and God made a way for them. God will make a way for you. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And God's people came out on the other side. And when they came out on the other side, they praised God. They praised God. They were praising God. They were having a shouting good old time. And I might park there next week and preach on praise. But you know what? When God brings you through, when he brings you to something and brings you through something and brings you out on the other side, you're going to give him the praise that he deserves. And if you're not giving him the praise that he deserves, you know what you're doing? You're taking his glory from him. You need to give him the glory, give him the praise. And some of you have forgot where he's brought you from and what he's done in your life. And good Lord Almighty, and praise is going on. You standing there like that right there. Come on, give the Lord glory. Give him praise. He's brought you through something. You're going to praise the Lord, and you're going to give him all the glory. God, thank you. I thank the Lord for bringing me through, bringing me to some things and bringing me through some things. He's bringing me through some things right now. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank God that he's brought me through. I'm out. I'm out of that old life. I'm out of that ungodly lifestyle that I was living in. I'm out of the darkness I was in. I'm out of a hell that I was on the way to. I'm out of addiction. I'm out of bondage. I'm out of the strongholds that were over my life. I'm out of fear. And I say, praise God. Hallelujah. And we look around. I looked around this morning because I knew I was going to be preaching on. You know what? We look around while worship's going on, and you see people with their hands lifted up, praising the Lord. And you see some people with their hands down, and they ain't moving their mouth. But you see the ones with their hands lifted up, and you see them praising God. And you know why? Because God's brought them to some things, and God's brought them through some things. God's done a miracle in their life, and God's made a way for them, and they've come to some things, they've come through some things, and they're out on the other side, and they're praising the Lord. And I know what some of you all are saying. Well, I just don't understand why people get so happy and get so loud, and why they got to clap, and why they got to raise their hand. Because the Bible says so. It's not a Pentecostal thing. It is, but it's not. It's the Bible thing. And if you're not willing, listen, all I got to say, if you can't shout to the Lord and lift your hands to the Lord and praise the Lord, you must not have been through what they've been through. I think about the ones that are standing up here singing in the choir and what they've been through. If you've been through what some of the people have been through in this church, you'd be praising the Lord too. Lord, help me, Jesus. Pastor Kevin's not here to crank my car. Hey, would you crank my car for me today? If God's made a way for you, why don't you just take like the next 5 seconds now and just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Raise your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done in my life. Thank you, God, for bringing me out on the other side, God. Thank you for making a way for me, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to praise you, God. I may not understand why I'm here. I don't know how I got to this place. I don't understand how I'm going to get through it, God, but I know I'm going to trust you. I'm going to obey you. I'm going to believe you, God, that you're going to bring me to it. You're going to bring me through it, and I'm going to come out on the other side, and you're going to get all the glory, and you're going to get all the praise. The devil would love nothing more for you to quit and for you to give up and for you to throw in the towel, but I rebuke the devil right now in the name of Jesus, and I'm going to keep moving on. I'm going to keep trusting the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will make a way. He's going to do something only he can do. Turner, if you guys would come on, please. Let's give the people hope today. Lord, have mercy. I made some notes here, but I'm going to move on from that. I've hit it hard enough. Oh, Lord. You know what? As they come, I just think about it. You know, I look back, and I'm sure all of us can look back here today and think about Jesus, I mean, the Son of God, and how he saved you. Do you realize that this morning? You're saved. Thinking about, we were singing a song, and even last night in here when we had the worship service to burn, and we were singing about heaven and the sound of heaven. The praises that will be going on in heaven. Aren't you thankful that you're on your way to heaven today? It's all because of Jesus. He made a way out for you out of sin so you could be saved. And I thank God that he saved me from my sins. He saved me from an everlasting hell. Aren't you thankful for the strongholds that he's delivered you from? The discouragement he's pulled you out of time and time again, the situations that you have faced in your life. Man, listen, I have walked with so many of you over the years, and I have seen the Red Sea crisis and situations in your life, and I've talked to you through some of those things. We've prayed together through some of those things. We have cried. We have wept. We have celebrated. But I have seen some of you in some of the most discouraging and low places of your life. I've seen you there. You've seen me there. We're family. We need the Lord together. We need Jesus. We need him. He's the only one that can make a way forward for us. But I've seen him come through time and time again. time and time again. And when I look back over my life and I look back over your life, and time again, man, I don't know how, I don't know what you're doing, I don't understand it, but then I look back and God was just bringing us through. He was bringing us through. He was making a way forward. And all I can say is thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's made a way. Anybody here this morning, wave your hand and say, he's made a way for me. He's made a way for me. Maybe you're here this morning, you need the Lord to make a way for you again. That's what he's in the business of doing. He's in the business of getting you through. You might be here this morning and your question is, why am I here? You've brought me to it. I don't understand. And I just want to tell you to hold on to the Lord, because if you'll hold on to the Lord and trust the Lord, he's going to bring you through it. He's going to bring you through to the other side. Jesus is the only one that can do it. He sees you. He sees you. He's leading you. And he's making a way for you. And with God, all things are possible. Don't you give up. You may be in misery this morning. Your relationships with your situations, with your family or friends or whatever it may be, there may be some misery there in your life for whatever reason. But friend, God sees you and he cares about you right now. He wants to help you out. That nothing's too hard for him. Nothing's too hard for him. I want to just speak to anyone that's here right now. Just give me a second. And maybe you're here today, or maybe you're watching through the live stream and you're in sin and you're separated from God and you need to be saved. You need to be saved. Friend, I want to just encourage you right now. Jesus is the way. Family members this morning that need to be saved, he is the way. In fact, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through me. Jesus is the only one that can save you. He's the only one that can bring you out of sin. He's the only one that can bring you out of an everlasting hell and take you to an everlasting heaven. He is the way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the way out of sin, and he's the way to heaven. Would you bow your heads, please? Nobody looking around. I need every Christian praying right now. Every Christian praying. If you're here this morning and you need to be saved, you need your sins forgiven, you're ready to respond to the gospel that Jesus Christ came to this earth. He died on a cross for you. The Son of God shed his perfect blood on the cross. He died. He was buried. And on the third day, he was raised back to life. And because he's conquered death, hell, and the grave, we can be saved and we can live forever. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What you need to do right now is put your trust in him. That means trust that you believe through repentance, that you repent of your sins and you trust in Jesus to be your Lord and to be your Savior. Nobody looking around, just between you and the Lord right now. If you're here this morning and you're ready to ask Jesus to save you because you want to go to heaven, you want that way to heaven, and you want that way out of sin through Jesus Christ, I want you to raise your hand real high and say, that's me right now. God bless you, sir. You can put your hand down. Is there anybody else? Is there anybody else? Would you just be brave enough and say, that's me? I want to make a decision today to follow Jesus Christ, to be my Lord, to be my Savior. Come on, please respond. If God is working on your heart by his Holy Spirit, respond. Obey the Lord right now. Praise God. Right there where you are, you can just pray. Dear Jesus, come into my life, be my Lord, to be my Savior. By faith today, I repent of my sin, and I put my trust in you and what you did on the cross. I confess you, Jesus, to be my Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. And I thank you, Lord, that you have conquered death, hell, and the grave. And I thank you that you've made a way. You've made a way. You are the way. Jesus, you are the way to heaven, and I put my trust in you today to be saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Everybody look up at me real quick, please. We're getting ready to open up this altar for prayer. And here's what I want you to do. If you're here this morning and you're desperate in your life right now, whether it be physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, or maybe something going on in your family, and you need God to make a way. You need God to make a way. You need God to provide a passage. You need God to do something only he can do. something only He can do. I mean, you've tried, you've done everything you know to do, but there's a misery there, there's still not a peace there, and you need God to do something only He can do in your life. I want you to do me a favor right now as we all stand together, stand at the altar right now. Would you do that? Would you bring your situation? Would you bring that situation to the altar right now? God bless you. God bless you. I need others to come. I need prayer warriors to come. I need people to come and help pray. We're going to believe for God to do only what He can do right now. I need God to make a way. I need God to be a miracle worker in my life right now. God, do it for me, God. Do it for me. I want to invite anybody that believes in the power of prayer to come and join in with these people here and begin to pray over them, begin to call on the name of the Lord for them. Come on, would you pray right now?